Hi, everybody. This is Maggie Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. If you would like to broadcast, boy, I'm telling you, if you would like to advertise your business or service on this network, then get in touch with Republic Broadcasting Network. 800-724-2719 is the number to do that. 800-724-2719 is the number to do that. The address for the network is 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network, Twitter, RBN Live. Listen, everybody, I want to say hello to everybody who's listening all around the area, everybody in Texas, everybody in the rest of the states, everybody all around the world. There's always people listening from over across the pond. So hello to everybody. I'm glad you've tuned in today to listen to my radio show. I'm talking this morning with Shirley Pfister, and she is fighting against the code Nazis down in Pensacola, Florida. And, you know, it's funny, Shirley, I have a friend who wants to buy a house down in Florida and, you know, spend well, you know, it's interesting because she knows all about you and Agenda 21, and yet she's determined that, well, it's an interesting thing to me. She is determined that she's going to do this anyway, that what we know is transpiring. Obviously, she doesn't think that it's going to impact her. And I said, well, I would make sure I understood what was going on with codes down in whatever areas you're looking at purchasing a home at, because, of course, we know this stuff is going on all around the country. Some is more apparent or readily apparent than others, but the same stuff is happening. They're manipulating codes and using zoning and codes to advance their agenda, but I don't know.
That's true.
Here's
the thing about this town, Maggie, and I'm going to make it a point to continue to take this avenue. This is a tourist town. This town relies on tourists coming in here to receive a lot of their money. And I am going to continue to put the word out there that this town discriminates. It's a pretty little town by the sea who has lost all its empathy for its residents.
Yeah.
And that is going to be my motto now. And if I have to create a motto that I am constantly telling people and telling people, don't come to Pensacola if you want a good life, because you're not going to have it here. Somebody's going to try and take what you have.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
mine.
You know what? You got to fight fire with fire, Shirley. I agree. Got to use all tactics that are available to you. I certainly believe that you've got to outsmart and outwit your opponents, but I think that really trying to, I think you need to learn as much about the law and how to proceed as you possibly can down there.
And I will.
Yeah, I really think that was good advice that you got from those couple of callers. Let's take a couple more callers. We have Larry in Washington. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Maggie. Hi, Shirley.
Hi.
I just want to validate your previous callers. I've taken Dr. Gray's jurisdictionary course, and to me, I've fought this monster since the late 70s, and it is undoubtedly the best. I know, Maggie, you've probably heard about, you know, the 14th Amendment and all that different type of, we're all different citizens, but Dr. Graves puts it in. He says you cannot go into these courts trying to fight those arguments. You got to go in and fight them on their own damn ground. And the way he lays this whole course out, it is just fantastic. And I know he, on his jurisdictionary website, you can, you know, write in questions and talk to him. And he seems to me a devout person that has our good well-being as his ultimate goal.
Hang on, Larry. Shirley, we've got to go to another break. 3 minutes, everybody. We'll be back. Go grab a cup of coffee or something. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. Don't go away.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. 800-313-9443 is the number to call in if you'd like to join the conversation. 800-313-9443, my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. In fact, I have to laugh. I'm going to tell you something which is totally aside. I got into a couple arguments with a couple people I know yesterday. What a surprise that is, right? Anyway, someone telling me I should say this or I shouldn't say that on my radio show. And I said, listen, pal, last time I checked, it's called My Radio Show. I'm going to say what I like. And he and I like to battle it out periodically. He's a friend of mine, and I do like him. But we lock horns every now and then. I've been known to lock horns with people a time or two in my life. And someone else sent me something from one of these communists running for office here in this neck of the woods. And I just, you know, I didn't like that too much either. And then they told me, well, I was being narrow-minded. I was putting people in boxes with labels. And it's like, yeah, commies I'd like to put in a box 6 feet under. That's where I'd like to see them all go. But anyway, somebody else sent me an email while we've been on the air saying that is the human species itself is just too stupid. And, you know, there may be a lot of truth in that statement. Unfortunately, I'm afraid there is a lot of truth in that statement. Some of us are just too stupid, Shirley, is really kind of what it boils down to, isn't it?
I agree with you on that, Maggie. I agree. And some people are just too arrogant. They don't think that anything will ever catch up with them.
Well, you know, that's very true. especially when people become corrupt, because they think that kind of like they're on the inside now, you know, and they're kind of the protected class. They're on the inside. They're connected now. You know, they're part of the good old boys club. And so, you know, they think they're immune from any fallout. But I see everything comes full circle in life. It truly does. Sooner or later, something's going to bite you in the rear end. It's inevitable, I think.
Oh, yeah. But I think so.
Yeah. Larry, you still on the line with us? Yes? No? Maybe?
Yes.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, Larry? Please go ahead.
No, that's it, Maggie.
All right, kiddo. Hey, where are you in Washington, anyway, before you hang up, Larry?
North of Seattle.
North of Seattle? Yeah, I'm just curious. All right. Okay. Thanks, Larry. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
See ya. Shirley, did you want to comment?
I was just, the only thing I was going to comment on was the, you know, I can see where city small enforcement agencies can become this corrupt with the good old buddy system. But what has really caught my attention is the fact that we've got an environmental hazard that actually went on without anybody wanting to address it when this guy used all of this oil to create topsoil. And for me to talk to 47 different people about a federal permit being violated and nobody wants to do anything about it, that means that corruption runs deep.
The whole game is corrupt, Shirley. This whole crap with the EPA and saving the animals and saving the planet Earth and all this other stuff is all crap. That's all a big lie, too. It's just another hustle. It's all a hustle. In fact,
America has become a lie. America.
Everything we've been told is a lie because it's all really, it truly is like that movie, The Matrix, you know, the red pill or the blue pill. Look at the truth or keep the delusion going, one or the other. Really, everything we've been told, 99 9/10% of it, is it true? And the truth has been hidden from us. It's a mind blower. I think that's one of the most difficult things for people to really, I hate to use this old cliche, put their arms around or put their head around or however you want to phrase it. But I think that's the biggest mind blower, is to realize that so much of the stuff you've been told is one big lie. It doesn't matter what it is. It's all a big lie. It's all a big con. We've been conned our entire lives. It's a great disappointment. It truly is. Anyway, let's take another caller here, Shirley. All right?
All right.
John in Vegas. Hey, John, how are you?
Hello, how are you today?
Pretty good. What's going on?
Well, my question's a little late because I was going to ask if there's any, with your exposure network, any recommendations of any law firms or associations that advocate what you do that might contact Shirley. I know they... I just listened to a couple of them. They gave us some great places, but I didn't know if there's a network that law firms or associations that do what you do advocate against this.
You know, off the top of my head, John, I'm not aware of any, and none of have ever contacted me personally. I don't know if they've contacted the network or not, but I don't know of any off the top of my head. I guess that's why people have called in and recommended the host who's on here on, I think they said he's on Friday nights. I'm not sure, but his website is jurisdictionary.com. Dr. Graves talking about how to fight your own cases, because, you know, so I don't know, John. I don't know. I don't know of any, but just because I don't know of any doesn't mean that they aren't out there. So I guess I'll just have to ask at the network and see if they know of anybody, to be honest with you. I don't know.
Yeah, they could contact her. Well, sounds like she's a fighter, and don't give up and go after.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. You know, that's one of the things, Shirley, is that, you know, you've been in this battle a long time now, and it is hard not to lose heart sometimes. It really is. It's hard not to just say, oh, what the hell, I think I'm just going to eat ice cream or Fig Newtons or something and watch movies into hell with reality, because reality bites, but, you know, that only lasts for so long. Then you get bored with all of that stuff, too, and you got to get back in the fight, because it's just, it's not in your nature, and it's not in a lot of people's natures, I think, to roll over indefinitely.
Well, that's what they expect from us, though. They really do expect. And I'm a widow. My husband died 8 years ago, and my property was actually part of litigation, or they tried to make it part of litigation, and that's my homestead. I lost my home there. But they tried to make that part of his estate, which it couldn't be, when he died, because this oyster bar, it's been an ongoing saga since my husband died. And I truly believe that it's easy to prey on widows. It's
sure.
easy to prey on single women when they don't have anybody standing up for them. And I see that daily here in this town, the way that they pursue me relentlessly without imposing anything else on anybody else for the same crime.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, you know, you're right. It does get old. I do get disheartened sometimes. And when I do, you know, I do what I have to do, and then I pick up and I start again.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
have
you
ever tried to find other?
I have friends at the ACLU. They say, well, they can't take your property from you. But you know how easy it is.
Oh, that's
for not
true.
That's not true.
They take people's property from them all the time. I don't like the anti-American Civil Liberties Union too much. You know, occasionally they do something useful, but. Lots of times they really don't. I'm not too impressed by them, but, you know, if somebody there has helped you, that's good. But they're lying to you when they say they don't take people's property. They take people's property all the time. Please.
No. They haven't stepped into this dog fight. I mean, I volunteered for them for over a year and a half, Maggie. So they're my friends, and they do – you know, they do talk to me, and they offer up advice on
why haven't they bothered to step into this fight, Shirley?
I don't know. I don't understand.
Yeah, well, that speaks volumes, don't you think?
Well, I do think it speaks some, but I don't know the full story of why. I mean, to me, the ACLU should represent discrimination, and I see this as nothing more than discrimination against the residents of this town. And but they don't see it that way. Like I told you before, nobody likes that word, Maggie. Discrimination.
Well, they don't. Well, no, but you know what, Shirley? They don't see it that way because they don't want to see it that way. I got news for you. They play the discrimination card anytime it's convenient for them to do so. Please, people make millions and millions and millions of dollars feigning discrimination, real or imagined. I just, no, they're just not getting on your side because something more than they're backing away from discrimination. Please, my God, discrimination is it's like the word du jour. All around the country, people make a lot of bucks off of hustling other people, claiming they were discriminated against for one reason or another. So, I think there's a lot more to it than why the ACLU isn't backing you up, especially when you volunteered for them. And listen, years ago, I used to send them a few dollars, too, before I knew what they were really all about. You know, of course, I was sending the Sierra Club and the World Wildlife Fund and all those other hustlers a few dollars here and there as well. Same with public radio and that stuff before I knew where they were, you know, jamming it. So, No, it takes a while to wake up in life, unfortunately. And since I'm a stubborn Irish woman, it takes me a little longer. You know what I mean?
Now, yes, I understand, Maggie. Well, I am definitely going to contact Dr. Graves.
Yeah, I would do that. You know what? It might be worth a couple $100 he wants for his course. It might be worthwhile. It might be the best money I've ever spent thus far, surely, in fighting these people. We've got another caller. Let's grab another caller. We're going to hit another break. Well, actually, we're going to hit another break in about a minute, so we'll grab this caller when we come back from the break. Everybody, the call-in number today is 800-313-9443. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show, and you are allowed to give your opinion. I may not agree with you, but that's okay. You still can give it. Anyway, that's allowed. I like opinions that agree with me better, though, honestly. I'm only teasing.
Hey, Maggie, we're gonna have to let me get off about 11:30 and let me go to school and learn some new more algebra. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go. That'll be a real beneficial thing. Well, we'll do that. We'll let you off the hook here at 11:30 your central time. 11:30 your time. I hear the cue music. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. And Shirley will hang with us for a few more minutes than she needs to go. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Don't go away. We will be back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Call in number 800-313-9443. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And we've only got a few more minutes with you, Shirley. So final thoughts you'd like to say. What are you going to school for, Shirley? Do you want to tell us that?
Yeah, Internet security.
Oh, all right. All right.
The economy down here in Pensacola is really, really bad. The employment rate is unbelievable. You can't get a job. And when I did find a job, it was a part-time job, and it can't make a mortgage on a 15-hour-a-week job. So I finally decided I needed to go back to school because the only jobs available right now, Maggie, are actually technology jobs. They have plenty of jobs in technology and not enough people to fill them. So I'm studying internet security. I'm busy studying subnetting and networking, but along with all of that goes algebra too. So Allie with Faceoff is always encouraging me on my algebra because I'll be very happy when that part of my school is over.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So
well,
but that keeps me busy. I mean, I've got a full schedule, 4 classes, so it takes up a lot of time to go back to school at 57 years old and learn a whole new way of doing things.
Yeah, yeah.
And then to have this kind of stuff going on in your life and fighting discrimination and at the same time is like, wow. So sometimes, yeah, I get a little down and then I have to kick myself and remember that, hey, I'm responsible for me. And if I let people kick me around, I have no one to blame but myself.
Well, yeah, that's very true. You know, we have to stand up for yourself sooner or later. Well, you don't have to. You know, you can not stand up, but you are standing up. But I don't know, Shirley. The only thing I can suggest and is maybe check out this jurisdictionary. You got nothing to lose.
That's right. That's right. I'm going to check it out, Maggie. So
go ahead.
I appreciate all the callers that called in today offering up their advice. Rodney was very actually encouraging when he said, you know, I'm just a contractor by trade, a carpenter, and I went and took this course, and I was able to win my case.
Well, there you go.
That is very encouraging. That is
very
encouraging.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, because Shirley, you're no dummy, and I don't think Rodney didn't sound like he was any dummy to me either. You know, you got a lot more smarts than you're giving yourself credit for, and I think it might be a wise idea to spend the money, buy the course, see what you can figure out. You know what? It never hurts. Might be
That's
money
right.
well spent.
That's right.
Thanks.
Exactly.
I know you got to go because you got to go to school and study hard, Shirley. Thanks for joining me today. I appreciate you telling me what happened in court last week. And
thank you so much for letting me be on, Maggie. I appreciate that. As far as that court, as far as that little court hearing, that was the biggest shambles that I've ever witnessed in my life, where code enforcement basically were the only people who were allowed to enter anything into evidence. I was not allowed to enter any evidence. And every time I tried to answer the question, basically, I was shut down, and so I could see from the beginning that it was a one-sided situation and that I shouldn't have even gone, because all I got saddled with was more court costs and, of course, you know, the fines that I told you they had fined me. I had paid all of these fines. Well, I get to court, and she tells me that I still have an outstanding fine. So not only do they do these things, they place liens on my property. It shows up on the county records, which makes it difficult for me to sell when people start looking at this property and they see that there's a lien on it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
they've created a very hostile and stressful environment in order for me to exist.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know, Shirley. I can only suggest take some of the advice of the callers who called in and see what you can't pursue on your own and stop wasting your time looking for some attorney. None seems to be forthcoming thus far, and you've been at this fight now for 8 years, so maybe it's time for you to fight it using your own. Fight it on your own. Yeah, yeah.
Maggie, I will call in again soon and keep you posted on what's happening. Thank you so much for having me, and thanks to all the callers who called in with advice for me, and you have a great day, Maggie, okay?
You too, Shirley. Keep your chin up. I know it's tough. Keep your chin up, kiddo.
I will. Thank you, Maggie.
Take care. Bye-bye. Hey, everybody, listen, the call-in number today is 800-313-9443. The group that Shirley's involved with is the Face-Off Movement, which is Fight Against Code Enforcement Office. And I know that they have websites, faceoffmovement.blogspot.com, I believe it is. And I should have it committed to memory. I've had several of their guests on my show, but sometimes my memory is like a sieve, and today is another one of those sieve days. So I don't remember what it is exactly, but for people listening, if you want to get involved and you're a victim of code Nazis, you can certainly look up the Face-Off Movement. And I think it is .blogspot.com. I'll look it up and let you guys know. I know we're going to hit another break, and then I'll take Chris is out in Las Vegas. When we come back from the break, I'll take Chris, and he can give us his 2 cents, 4 cents, nickel, dime, whatever. But call in number 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You can find me on Facebook at Unsolicited Opinion. You can find me on Twitter, Maggie_in_USA. And if you'd like to advertise your business or service, call into the network, Republic Broadcasting Network. Listen, we are redistributors of the truth. 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719. And listen, our address, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Don't go away. This is the Unsolicited Opinion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion. And I don't know if we didn't, I did hear the cue music. I don't know what the board op is trying to tell me here about the music, if he didn't play it loud enough or whatever. Anyway, I don't know whether we missed part of it or what. Doesn't really matter. It is history now. We've got a couple callers on the line, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Chris in Las Vegas. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I am wonderful, Maggie. Good morning to you.
How you doing, kid?
It's a marvelous day. You know, I really have to have the
greatest. Yeah, there you go.
I've got
it's just wonderful, Chris.
The people like Shirley who absolutely are victims of this legal war.
I know,
America.
It's terrible, isn't it?
They're fighting against this inculcation of or cabal or corruptocrats of law merchants, mercenaries, who are fighting legal wars against Americans who are disarmed by their lack of education by the Department of Education schemes to dumb down America, which you've talked about before. But the law merchant scheme, she was absolutely right on the money. It is a stacked deck. It's fixed. There is no hope to prevail in these absolute military courts or admiralty courts of these counties and corporate courts, the private-owned foreign and corporate courts, collecting for the bankruptcy of Corp U.S. There is no hope prevail against them because they absolutely deem themselves to be gods ruling over you and deciding what your rights are or are not, and thereby limiting your rights, and the Constitution does not apply in those corporate courts. as we
believe. Know, that's why, as I said earlier, you know, I mean, we all know, everybody listening to this network certainly knows the game is going to be ending soon, sooner than later. It's going to collapse, and then all hell is going to break loose here in this country. It really will, because starving people are going to be doing all kinds of things they may never have considered before, but because of the fact that they're starving, desperate people do desperate things. That's just a fact of history. You know, that's no Rhodes Scholar saying that. That's just a fact of history. But the game will be coming to an end, and all of these people who thought nothing of jamming their fellow American, well, they're going to be finding themselves very unhappy campers, I'm afraid, because some people are going to be looking for them first. So, you know, this old the fat lady's going to sing on this deal, Chris. We all know that. It's just a matter of time.
I'm afeard that you're absolutely correct. I believe it's going to get worse before it gets better by design, because these people who are concocting this scheme to destroy this country are explicitly creating this state of chaos and lack of true law in the courts, and operating under these mere fictions or fabrications or things that are pretended to be law under these schemes of law merchants.
You know, we have watched so many times, and like I had referenced, because I don't know what movie I was watching last night. Well, I know what it was. The name of the movie was Riot. And they were talking about the Rodney King verdict, and of course the rioting that took place afterwards because of the verdict was unjust, and that's a perfect example. I mean, it was an unjust verdict. It was unfair, and these are the kinds of things that, you know, are happening day in and day out, and all the courts across the land, the crooks are getting away with things, and the honest people are getting it jammed, and eventually it's just going to collapse. It's inevitable.
Well, the crooks have the money, and the money is the one that buys the justice for just us, and that'd be the elitist
yeah,
of the
go,
courts.
Huh?
Absolutely. And what people fail to observe is that all the court's members, the judge, the secretary, the prosecutor, prosecutor, executioner, the defendant, are all officers of the court conspiring against them.
Yeah.
And they have secret oaths to other obligations that supersede their oaths or obligations by mere money to represent the defendant or the erroneously accused. It'd be my assertion, as opposed to a defendant. The March of the Ants is very, if you're an occupant, a resident, a defendant, you're a disadvantaged person who is disadvantaged by your ignorance in the law that has been specifically created and crafted by your lack of education in the law, which the public schools failed to provide you intentionally, so that you will be easier to control and manage as a mere goyim slave serf.
Well, you know, Chris, I don't know if you happen to have been listening to the show. A couple of weeks ago, I had on a fellow who had, what the heck is the name of his book? Anyway, former school teacher who talked about the new definition for a reader is being, if you, they deem you to be able to read. If someone is reading to you or for you, that still counts as you're reading yourself. Now, I mean, what else? I mean, who could make up such, you can't, this stuff is so outrageous, you can't make it up. I mean, you don't need to make any of it up. But it's just absolutely nonsense, Chris. It's so deliberate. How could you say that? That is not deliberate. Only a damn fool would claim that.
Absolutely. Yeah. The operator of the presumption, the negative law, where they can presume you guilty unless you have the lawful intelligentsia to defend and object to their dubious assertions that are presumed and assumed to apply to you by a knowledgeable, competent defense on the record of the court and averment of their accusations, you are presumed to be guilty unless timely and specific objection is uttered to the record of the court. And this is a presumption of guilt. This is the ancient despotic rules of the ruling elite, whereby the king has the right to decide on everyone's guilt. This is a dictatorship.
Yep.
And these are military, tribal, the tribes of Baal, court inspiration, inculcated by the Canaanite law merchants or mercenaries who are prosecuting this legal war against Americans on many, many, many facets and scales. There are more than just the legal wars, but we're being really attacked in a large war to destroy America and the American ideals that we all believe, perhaps in error, that we live under. Although
I don't think the ideals were wrong. It's just that, the practical application has been a big lie. That's all.
Oh, absolutely. You're absolutely correct. The ideals are good.
Yeah, the ideals are good. Listen, Chris, I've got another caller I'm going to take. I want to thank you for calling in. Thanks for listening out there in the western part of the country, west of the Mississippi.
Yes, bless you, Maggie, and bless Shirley, too. I hope she prevails in her case.
Oh, me too.
Get out of those fictional courts into a true court in law, not fictions of law.
Oh, I know. It's just a shame. It really is just a shame to recognize what's happened to our America.
Absolutely.
Anyway, thanks for calling, Chris. I appreciate it. Let's go to Marilyn in Nevada. Hi, Marilyn.
Hello, this is Marilyn in Nevada, Las Vegas.
Hi.
Also, like Chris.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Hi, Chris. I wouldn't want to cut Chris off. He's always full of such good information. I like the word education that he gives. Reminds me of things I need to remember. I have a friend also who's also reminding me that these things are color of law, color of law. They're interpretive codes, and they're interpretive. And ask your code enforcer, your revenue collector that wears a gun or whoever, are these laws interpretive or substantive? And that's how they can apply the law indiscriminately toward one person and not toward another. But anyway, I just thought I'd mention that. And Ralph Winterowd does talk about that. So maybe you can get him as a guest.
I've got to email him because that's a good idea, Marilyn. I know somebody else had mentioned Ralph to me as well. Ralph and I haven't got. I'm a procrastinator. It's terrible. That's why I haven't. It really is. It's a bad thing. I haven't contacted Ralph heretofore. I'm sorry.
Told you that about 2 weeks ago.
So see, there you go. See, you're calling me on it. You're pointing out my procrastinative nature, Marilyn. Maybe I shouldn't take your calls anymore, huh? You can change your name, be somebody else. I don't care. I'm teasing you. I really am teasing you.
I think sometimes, when I started learning about all the deception that goes on years ago, it dawned on me one time. I heard something about the Council of Nicaea and, Constantine and what was it, about 300 A.D., some of these things I'd like to study more when I have more time and I kind of retire. But anyway, I'll never do that, but I could have more fun than what I'm doing now. But anyway, even if it's raising hell, be fun. Like
there you go, right? Got to do a little bit of that.
So anyway, I try the best I can. And so anyway, it came to me, this revelation. I thought, if there was such thing as reincarnation, I understand they did take it out of what they were going to tell the people to believe in their so-called Christian religion. And it came to me, I thought, you know what? If we had been allowed to believe in reincarnation, maybe people wouldn't do the things they do to other people, and that the controllers wouldn't be able to get their servants, their police, their judges, their military to go and do their dirty work for them. Think about that.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, the people wouldn't.
That's very true.
Done it if they thought, well, I might be on the other side of this gun or this courtroom.
I don't know. Honestly, Marilyn, maybe they would think it wouldn't happen to me. People always think that it's always the other guy it's going to happen to. It's never going to happen to me. Hence the reason why we do make so many of the choices that we make, because we don't think it's going to happen to us. So I don't know, even if there was reincarnation, would that persuade people not to act in certain ways? I bet you.
I think they would consider it if they were raised with that as part of their religion, and if it was part of Christian teachings or Christ teachings, which I should explore more, would people not have think about that and not be more considerate of other people, less violent, and so forth? Anyway, just something to think about.
I don't know. You never know. You never know. Who knows, Marilyn? We don't know. Only the shadow knows, right?
I think I'll call Chris and see what he thinks. Thank you.
There you
Bye,
go.
Maggie.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye, Marilyn.
Bye.
Glad you called. Thanks for calling. Listen, everybody, the call-in number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. Boy, I'm telling you, the Democrats around here, well, I'm in a Democrat town. They got a lot of money. I just had four people knocking at my door. They're paying the union members to go around and knock on doors and, you know, see if they can't drag you out, bus you over to the polls to vote. They got tons of money. I'm telling you, don't you like it? They got your money and they're spending it. Hard-earned money they are spending getting themselves reelected. Of course, it wouldn't make much difference. We know both of them are crooks, Republicans and Democrats. But the Democrats, really, where I am, boy, they go all out with busing people to the polls and paying the laid-off unemployed union workers to hand out stuff at the polls. And it's a nice sunny day. Nice day to be standing there handing out literature that people only throw in the garbage anyway. But they get paid $100. This one judge is paying people $100 to stand there and hand out his stuff. Doesn't it just go to show you, though, really, when you think about it? I mean, if they got this kind of money to throw around, who's greasing their palm? What kind of decisions are they going to be rendering? Which, of course, is the hope when they get reelected that they'll be able to, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil kind of thing. They'll be rendering those decisions for the local, what, I don't know, builders? Developers? Who knows, you know? It's funny because for the school district I'm in here, we're outside of Philadelphia. A lot of the Philadelphia unions helped to fund the campaigns for the school district, the Democrats for the school district, because, of course, they're going to throw a little business their way. You know how that stuff goes, right? Not that the Republicans don't do the same kinds of things they do, but, the unions are typically Democrat because they haven't figured out yet that they're being hustled as well, you know, as their union leaders ride around in their fancy jets. It hasn't dawned on them yet that the likes of Andy Stern and Trumpka and all those other hustlers are just hustling them. They haven't figured it out yet. No, they haven't. It's an amazing thing, too, really. But somebody wrote to me. They think that I'm coming over in their camp more, that I'm giving up. I got to find his email here. It's kind of interesting that I'm giving up on my way of thinking, I guess, and starting to realize how useless my way of thinking might be. Well, that's not their words exactly, but more or less anyway, that we're all going down, where the ship is going down. We are on the Titanic, and the iceberg is in sight. You don't need binoculars either. And even though, I guess it was the middle of the night when it sank, wasn't it? Yeah, I guess it was the middle of the night, a dark and starry night when the Titanic made her last and final voyage to the bottom of the sea. Well, this person has emailed me and they've said that now that you realize that you are making insufficient progress upon saving the United States, and yeah, that probably is pretty true, isn't it? Though I am kind of stubborn. Sometimes I don't like to give up on things. Other times I do know when to throw in the towel, and other times I don't. It just, you know, it must be the Mick in me or something. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Must be. But I just don't know when to give up. Stubborn. Stubborn, some would call it. I'd have to admit that occasionally that could be the case. Well, really it is. Occasionally that is the case. But, you know, that old saying, a well-beaten path isn't necessarily the right one. Well, I can tell you, I have been on that well-beaten path, and I have walked that well-beaten path on more than one occasion in my lifetime. And, sometimes you do learn from your mistakes. The older you get, the more you learn, I think. Sooner or later. Even for the thickest of skulls. Even for the most stubborn. Sooner or later, you figure it out. Sooner or later, a light bulb comes on. Sooner or later. Anyway, that's the cue music. I'm going to break. I'll be back in 3 minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
In time we'll learn to understand the meaning of together, my love. If we keep walking hand in hand, then nothing else will matter.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and this is the Unsolicited Opinion. And I got to tell you, I love music. I used to listen to it all the time. I really don't listen to it as much as I used to. Maybe I should. Maybe I would be happier if I was just listening to music and ignoring everything else. I probably would. It certainly is a wonderful cruise down memory lane. That is for certain. It does, it does assuage our sorrowful feelings, doesn't it, though? I mean, sometimes, really, when you listen to that, it's such a pretty song and pretty voices and from a... Might as well be ancient past now, huh? If only we knew then what we know today, huh? Wouldn't that make things so different? Or would we, as I was discussing with Marilyn, maybe we wouldn't change a damn thing. Maybe we would do the same stuff all over again. What do you think, huh? I don't know. It's one of those things, of course, we'll never know, but I don't know. I wonder about that sometimes. I truly do. I don't know, for myself, I probably would do most of the things I've done in my life again. Some, a couple, two or three, seven, eight, or nine times. Oh, you just have to sometimes, don't you? Don't you just have to? But boy, I do like to take a cruise down memory lane. And I always liked Melissa Manchester. Maybe I should have been a DJ playing music. Maybe I was a DJ playing music in another life. You never know. Who knows? Maybe there is reincarnation, and I've been reincarnated. Maybe I was a DJ in a former life. I don't know. I don't know. But here I am, a redistributor of the truth in this life, right now in 2011, and the truth is getting uglier and uglier and uglier, isn't it? The more you know about it, isn't it getting ugly? Boy, the ugly truth. It is ugly. Pure evil. Ugly. It's just ugliness. So that's why I try to pick out some nice tunes to play just to break up the monotony of the horrid nature of the ugliness we are exposed to. Anyway, I love to go to Oz because somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be, and I would like to be there. So anyway, chin up, everybody. Better days are coming. Can't lose heart. Great show follows mine, so stay tuned for Deanna Spingola. I'll be back tomorrow, and I know the sun's going to come up tomorrow because it always does, so that's good for all of us. Hey, chin up, everybody. Take care.
Behind the moon, beyond the rain.